Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Final hour, Jones and Keith. Woo. WEEI.
Where does the day go?
It's a good question.
Humming.
Mostly to changing tire discussions.
That was a good call by Kenny G. Let's not gloss over the fact that that was Kenny G who called.
That's true. That was the great Kenny G. Yeah. It's Patriots Friday. We'll talk to Mike and Wenu before the hour's out. We got grab bag. We got clip du jour. But first, we have the keys.
Keith. Rich Keith, what is going to be a couple of keys?
And now, what are your two keys tonight?
Keith presents.
So you're basically listing like 10 things. And out of those 10, four of them come correct. And you're like, see, I told you.
Keith's keys.
Today's keys to the game.
Keith's keys.
Time for the keys to the game.
Keys to tonight's game.
Who's going
to
win?
Probably one of the worst segments I've ever heard on Boston Radio.
Only the keys can tell.
There's your key right there.
Keith's keys.
It's Keith's keys.
Here we go. Patriots, Bengals, Sunday afternoon, 1 o'clock from Paycor Stadium in Cincinnati, Ohio. Pats are 9-2. Bengals are 3-7. This line has been hopping all around. I got it set right now at 6.5.
Okay.
6.5 Patriots are favored. A total of 51.5. Here we go. TJ, you say Hushman Zeta. I say Hushman Zada. Cincinnati has allowed at least 27 points in every game this since week one this season.
Okay.
The Patriots play at Gillette Stadium, but Gillette's parent company, Procter & Gamble's headquarters, is located in Cincinnati, Ohio. What the hell? The Cincinnati Bengals were named after a stove company.
Huh.
To quote the great Fred Durst, I need a Kleenex every time I'm leaving Phoenix. I get silly when I play in Philly. Limp Bizkit committee down in Kansas City. Never know what I'm in for when I'm playing in Denver. Hard Rock don't stop down in Vegas. In Cincinnati, the girls call me Daddy.
Oh, there it is. Nice.
Jamar Chase, like the Wachuchu tribe in Ace Ventura 2 when a nature calls, is in fact a spitter. Patriots have had three straight games with a 100-yard receiver. Pop Douglas, Mac Hollins, and Steph Diggs. If a Patriots player registers a 100-yard game this week at Cincinnati, it'll be the first time the team has had a 100-yard receiver in four straight games since 2018 when they won the Super Bowl. Those receivers, Josh Gordon, Julian Edelman. Josh Gordon, Julian Edelman.
Okay.
Bengals are 2-0 when Joe Burrow starts this season and 1-7 when he doesn't.
Something they have to give.
The Bengals have given up more points than any other team in the NFL this season. Who day is a popular phrase said by Bengals fans. It's also what I said to my ex-wife when I came home early from work one day.
Who day and who dat?
According to Google AI Overview, Bengals fans go by the nickname Houdet Nation. But wait, the Saints are famously known as Houdat Nation.
Oh.
I see the plane in Jones's head starting to go into a tailspin.
Not really.
So let me help Bolo pull the sea duck out of his nosedive. I'll tell you who hooed first. Andy Hart would jokingly claim an owl, but according to a 2010 ESPN article, during the 1980 season, Bengals fans were the first group in the NFL to chant, "Houdet, Houdet, Houdet think gonna beat them Bengals." 3 years later, in 1983, the Saints chanted, "Houdat, Houdat say they gonna beat them Saints." It was originally based on entertainment skits that were later picked up in the 1960s by schools in New Orleans and eventually the Saints, so they're both right. Back in 1976, former Bengals punter and wide receiver Pat McAnally scored a perfect 50 on the Wonderlic test. I bet he would be good in the scuba squad. The Cincinnati Bengals famously appeared in the 2007 John Travolta and Tim Allen classic Wild Hogs. Well, kinda. Their logo is on a poster in the background of a scene in a bar. I can hear my ex-wife coming to attention like a meerkat when hearing the words Wild Hogs. Brendan Schooler, Jack Gibbons, and Christian Ellis have all reached double-digit special teams tackles. It is the first time since 2022 that the Patriots have had at least three players reach double-digit team tackles. That year, it was Schooler, Matthew Slater, and Mack Wilson Sr. Marte Mapu has eight special teams tackles and needs two more to join Schooler, Gibbons, and Ellis with double-digit special teams tackles.
Ellis' special teams tackles per game must be through the roof. Has to be.
Hey, mascot boy.
Yep.
Can you tell me the name of the Bengals mascot?
Yeah. The Bengal Tiger.
Houdet.
Ah.
According to a Google AI Overview, the Tiger is frequently cited as a fierce and powerful apex predator known for its strength and solitary hunting prowess. If you're here for great player nicknames, look no further, Rockstar. The Bengals have a plethora of great ones in the franchise's checkered history. Remember Albert Icky Woods?
Yes.
Andy the Red Rifle Dalton?
Yes.
Jack Throwin' Samoan?
No.
Adam Pac-Man Jones?
Definitely.
Norman Boomer Esiason?
No.
Evan Kickfearson McPherson?
Definitely not.
Ken the Rattler Riley?
No.
Joe Shiesty Burrow? Joe Cool Burrow?
That one I know.
Joe Franchise Burrow?
No.
Joe Burrow?
I've seen that one.
Jackpot Joe Burrow? Joe Chill Burrow? Smoking Joe Burrow? Joe B. Burrow? Jeff Shaken Blake?
Yeah, I kind of remember that. Yeah, Shaken Blake.
And Leapin' Lamar Parrish? But let me ask you this one, Hotshot.
Thank you.
Can you tell me the famous, well-known nickname for 6'4", 340-pound defensive tackle Daniel Raymond Wilkerson?
Yeah, Big Daddy.
Big Daddy.
Yeah. Yeah, we did that earlier.
Speaking of nicknames, the Bengals also go by the name Bungles, which means clumsy. Speaking of Bungles, deciding to instead go with running back Kajana Carter, the only team to pass on Tony Boselli in the 1995 draft was the Cincinnati Bengals. So I bet they would spitefully agree with Bruce Smith that Tony Boselli should not be in the Hall of Fame. What did you say Dan Wilkerson's nickname was?
Big Daddy?
I can hear my ex-wife coming to attention like a meerkat when hearing the words Big Daddy. Running back Travion Henderson has had two rushing touchdowns in each of the last two games. The last Patriot player to have at least two rushing touchdowns in three consecutive games was...
LeGarrette Blount.
Curtis Martin.
Wow.
1995.
Curtis Martin.
Linebacker Elijah Ponder has had a sack in each of the last two games. If Ponder registers a sack this week at Cincinnati, he will join defensive end Garen Veris and defensive end Brent Williams as the only rookies with a sack in at least three straight games.
Back-to-back sacks.
Tight end Hunter Henry may be surprised to learn that he enters this week with 34 receptions in 2025. If he has six receptions this week at Cincinnati, he will have registered at least 40 receptions in all five seasons with New England, the second longest streak by a Patriot tight end all time. Who is the leader?
Gronk.
Ben Coates.
Ah.
And sadly, there are no Derricks playing in the game on Sunday, so if you're looking for some Derricks, you're going to have to go somewhere else.
Woo! All right, well, you add all that up.
Yeah.
Pats. Yeah, I got Pats and the over.
Pats and the over.
Not money line. Pats will cover. -6.5 at last check and the over. Yeah. Yeah.
I'll go Pats and under again.
Under.
Did that last week. I don't think the Bengals score a lot. They might score in the opening drive.
Remember, how many do the Pats score?
31.
Oh, then it's definitely under.
Yeah.
I think they're scoring more than that.
41. 41-10, still the under.
Yeah, it's true. Well, they give them 7 on the opening drive.
Right.
And then
oh, so you're thinking one more touchdown.
Yeah, okay. One more touchdown. Yeah, something like that.
I'll take Pats, though,
by the
for
way,
sure.
I realize this in real time. When you said I know Boomer Esiason. What I was saying no to, I didn't know his name. His name was Norman?
That's what the key said.
That's why you got to go. You got to go with Boomer in that case. You can't be Norman Esiason. Like, you can't do that.
Norman Julius Esiason.
Yeah, that threw me.
I'd go Boomer.
That's what I was saying no to. I've heard of Boomer Esiason.
You never heard of Boomer Esiason? The guy won the MVP, and he's on this radio station.
If you're Norman Esiason, yeah. You got to go something like Boomer.
Switch it up.
Yeah.
Boomer, sweet like name.
That. Yeah, it's a great name.
Very awesome name.
Okay.
Boomer. It's a nickname.
Norman.
It's a nickname.
Okay. That is the keys. Go bet accordingly, plan accordingly.
Be safe
for this
there.
Weekend. Yeah, now that you've heard everything when it comes to Pats and Bengals. It is Patriots Friday here on Jones and Keefe. You can jump in. 617-779-7937. Stay tuned. You got WEEI afternoons at 2 o'clock. You got Hart. Yeah, got Fitzy. You got Ted. We'll get you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
The clip du jour.
Oh, it certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe. WEEI Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. We're back at it for the 12th time this season. The Bozo Touchdown Parlay. We have had to kick Terp out after being the only Bozo and also starting the year 1-10. Not ideal.
Yeah, it had a lot to do with that. Yeah.
So Jackson is stepping up in his place this week. Jackson is going with Travion Henderson. Now, he is... big time minus money, but we told him, just pick a touchdown on the board. Terp had a pick anybody you want, survive an advanced situation last week, took Josh Jacobs, got Josh Jacobs hurt. So he said, all right, Jackson, whoever you want. He's going with Travion Henderson.
And Travion Henderson's minus 170 something?
Yes. So on his own, he's minus 170.
That's before we knew Ramondre's back.
True.
Ramondre,
so maybe that'll change.
Is back. That number could move. So he's going with Travion.
Good point. Maybe it'll change.
I'm in the same game. It's a high over-under. I have Hunter Henry plus 175. Bengals are terrible against tight ends this year. Their defense is terrible in general. So I think there's plenty of room for Hunter Henry and Travion to both get in the end zone.
Okay. I like that. I'm going to go with a tight end as well. I'm going with Dallas Goedert from the Philadelphia Eagles. They're at Dallas. Bad defense from Dallas. I looked at Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown. Those guys don't score touchdowns. Hurts, surprisingly.
Jalen Hurts doesn't throw to him.
He has more touchdown passes than I would have guessed. So in 10 games, how many touchdown passes do you think Hurts has?
Seven!
It's more than that. It's not a lot.
15?
16.
Yeah.
Seven of them are to Goddard. So I'm like, I'll take Dallas Goedert. And so that's where I'm going with.
Billy? Nice.
Ravens playing the Jets at home. Give me Zay Flowers at plus 145.
All right, nice. Very good. Nick?
I'm going with Colston Loveland. I guess that's three tight ends this week.
But it is.
The Steelers are one of the worst defenses in the league against tight ends. Give me Colston Loveland.
Tight end party.
Three tight end package.
I wish you'd done this a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
It was tight end.
That would have been smart.
We screwed that up.
Henry, Goddard, Flowers, Loveland, Travion. What does that add up to there, Keith?
One ham would win you
$1.429, $626. Wow.
A Lego Death Star.
Sure.
And almost a Patriots Nor'easter helmet retail price.
Pretty close.
$1,325.37.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's with heavy minus money in there, too.
Only
well,
one.
One.
Yeah. It's plus 195, plus 185, plus 140, plus 290, minus 170. Add it all up and bang.
You like it, the juice.
I do.
Yeah. Trap bag. Grab bag.
I'm still alive in the Survivor. Everyone's been long dead in the Survivor. I have not used the New England Patriots just yet, so I will take the Patriots this Sunday against the Cincinnati Bengals.
It's over.
With or without Burrow, right? No qualifiers.
Yeah, okay. No, that's my pick. I've used a lot of the other good teams. I've used 11 different teams, Jones. I don't know if you know how Survivor works.
Just check it.
All right.
Vedeci in mese il momento del sacco è bello. Sì, il giocatore del baseball casuale del giorno di solito è il partecipante alla serie mondiale. Andy Ashby. Prendi la borsa. Nei giorni fieri a lei alla 13 a 30 a meno ci i Red Sox li hanno prevenuti.
All right, thank you very much. Grab bag rolls on, but Jones, it is a Patriots Friday, so you know what that means.
Oh, I'd say it's a perfect segue into Mike Mwenu of the Patriots, brought to you here by Shaw's and Star Market. You can look for the new lower prices every day tags throughout the store and save on the items that you buy most. Mike Mwenu, welcome back to the grab bag.
Yeah, what's up? It's good to be back.
Well, we're happy to have you back. A lot of us here were watching the Bills game last night on Thursday Night Football. We here on this show, Mike, and we don't want to put words in your mouth, have been saying the division's over, Bills are out, you guys got it. How much of the game were you watching last night?
I peaked the game. Of course, I watched the ending, saw the score. But, you know, every team is competitive. I'm sure they're going to bounce back and get to it.
Maybe the most important question I could ask you is, can you settle this Drake May nickname thing? People are trying to get Drake May going, which makes no sense to me. I don't even really know the origin of it, but is there a nickname that you guys have in the locker room and on the field for Drake May?
No, not exactly. It's not one clear cut. Okay. I think a lot of people call him a couple of things, you know, Draco, Drakeo, you know, a couple of things.
What do you call him?
I call him Big Draco.
Big Draco.
Oh, I like that.
Nice. Who's got the? Have we asked you this before? Who's got the best nickname on the team?
Who?
Probably Marcus. Marcus Bryant.
What is it?
What's his nickname?
He goes by Big Swole.
Big Swole.
Big Swole is a good nickname.
That's a hoss.
That is a hoss.
Yeah.
that is pretty good. What have you noticed about this Cincinnati defense? They've given up a lot of points this year, but what have you noticed preparing for them this week?
Yeah, they're a good front. They're a young front, young team. They got good players all around, from the secondary to the front line. So, you know, I'm sure they're going to come ready to play and come prepared.
A lot of debate this week about, whether or not the Patriots are fool's gold. This came up with your former teammate, right? You overlap with Cam, right?
Yeah, I had a year with Cam.
Okay. This came from your former teammate, the whole fool's gold discussion. I don't know. How much of the guy's been talking about this week? Drake May came under fire. He was called a liar yesterday by Stephen A. Smith. If you're unaware, Cam Newton has referred to the team as fool's gold. So how much of the guy's been discussing that or paying attention to that this week?
None at all. I mean, yeah, it's pretty irrelevant.
Have you had a chance to reach out to Cam? Would you reach out to Cam?
I will reach out to him, but I mean, I don't think that's really relevant. I mean, you know, we keep playing the games, you know, taking it one game at a time. You know, that's all that matter. You know, an opinion is an opinion, but, you know, we put our helmets on, put our pads on, we play the game.
Is that something that coaches even brought up to you guys about, like, hey, don't worry about what other people say? Or is it something that you're all pro?
No.
You don't even need to hear that, right?
Yeah. Nah, we haven't even – nobody's spoken about that. It's, like I said, it's irrelevant. It really doesn't matter.
You know, I saw the Patriots team Twitter account had they posted – they asked a bunch of players, you know, what is the – when is it cold, basically? Like, what is the ideal temperature for a game, or when is it cold? I don't know if you were one of the guys that answered that, but for you, what's that line where you're like, all right, it's a cold game versus not a big deal?
I would say when it gets under, like, 25.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. Think else, I'm cool with that.
Yeah. That's amazing.
I'm from the Midwest, so I'm used to everything.
Yeah.
All four seasons. So.
I think Borgalis in the video said 72.
That concerns me a little bit.
No. I don't know who said 72. They must be from Florida or somewhere.
It is. No, it
somewhere
is.
It's south
your,
or somewhere
it's your,
warm.
Your kicker. I'm a little nervous about that because, you know, playoff games, you guys can be hosting some playoff
TMI,
games.
Oh, my boy.
Yeah, so that makes sense.
Anyway. Yeah, all right. We'll give him some hand warmers and, you know, a couple of plastic palm trees, and he'll be all right.
All right.
Nice. So Big Swole is Marcus Bryant's nickname. We hand out every Friday on the show, we hand out a Hoss of the Week. Trent Brown is this week's Hoss. He was out there moving around last night on Thursday Night Football.
Pulling.
Say it again?
Yeah, he's out there
pulling. Oh, yeah. So he's out there pulling.
He was looking good.
He was. So when it comes to if you had to define like a big Hoss teammate, is he at the top of the list, Trent Brown?
Yeah, I'll put him up there.
Okay.
I would, yeah.
Because I think when we asked earlier, Keith, what was it? We asked him about Morgan Moses, right?
Yeah. Early in the season, we asked you about Morgan Moses, and you kind of said, well, he's tall, big.
He's like a tall Hoss.
Yeah.
Not a big Hoss.
Right. Yeah. No, Trent definitely fit the build if you want to put it into a Hoss category. I mean, I think he's bigger than Morgan for sure.
Okay.
What about Hosses on the other side this weekend for Cincinnati? Anybody stand out to you?
As far as O-line or D-line, are you saying?
No, like you'll be going up. T.J. Slayton listed at 6'5",
340.
Yeah, that's a Hoss.
He's a big fella.
Yeah,
he's a Hoss for sure. I remember him when he was playing before in Green Bay. So, I mean, he's a good player, you know, plays well, plays with a good base, and, you know, a big guy at the end of the day.
You mentioned you're from the Midwest, went to Michigan. Another Michigan man, J.J. McCarthy. We've been talking about his alter ego, Nine. I don't know if you have thoughts on alter egos in general or if you've ever played with any athletes who give themselves an alter ego. I'm curious on your thoughts on that.
No, I didn't play with them. So, I mean, I haven't played with anyone that has given themselves an alter ego. So, I don't know. You know, I'm sure a couple of people do. They probably just don't.
Would you be open to it? Like, maybe you could give yourself an alter ego.
Nah.
Would I be open to having an alter ego?
Yeah.
No, I mean, I don't know. I don't think so.
You get between the lines. Sometimes, the number nine needs to come out. That's true. Yeah. Well, Mike and Wendy, we appreciate it. Every Patriots Friday here on Jones and Keefe. Best of luck against the Bengals this weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. Appreciate y'all.
Celtics in action tonight at home. And Jones, this is a part of the NBA Cup, so you're going to see the court looking sweet.
Love that.
People like that. They're not distracted by that. It's not too much at all. Celtics-Nets, 7:30 tonight at the Garden. C's are 14.5 point favorites.
Yeah, I like them.
You like the C's?
I do like the Celtics. Now, you got to remember, Keith, we're not going with regular standings for tonight.
No.
You got to go with NBA Cup standings for tonight, of course.
But this does count for the real standings.
Well, yeah,
I know it's
confusing
to everybody.
So in Group B, the Celtics trail the Pistons and Magic, both of whom are 2-0. Celtics are 1-1. They do have a -12 scoring differential, though. So they got some work to do to catch the Pistons and Magic at +27 and +20, respectively.
By the way, the grab bag that we played going into Mike Onwenu, polarizing on the text.
Yeah, well,
chat.
That was just.
People love it and also don't.
Just strange luck there, where all of a sudden Mike Onwenu decides to call in and we play one of the longer grab bags I've heard.
Yeah.
And I've heard all of them.
I think you probably have.
Brag. Grab bag.
Bruins also in action tonight. So this will be after the Celtics. So the Celtics play at 7:30. Then you'll have a little bit of time in between games because the Bruins and Kings will drop the puck at 10:30 from Crypto.com Arena in Los Angeles. If you like the Bruins tonight, they're +165.
I don't.
So Vegas is kind of suggesting they might turn back into a pumpkin here.
I do not like that.
In real time. What are you laughing at now?
It's a good point. It's really kicking myself. Hoss talk, but you guys can't get Mike to say this is Jones and Keith Hoss of the Week for a drop. That's what we should have done. We got to get him to.
This is the Jones and Keith Hoss of the Week.
We got to get like a drop for that. Yeah.
That'd be good.
There goes my grab bag. Watch it as it grabs.
I did think it was good Hoss talk overall.
He's Hoss for sure.
I think some of our strongest Hoss talk. I like how
he's
Hoss is
for sure.
Yeah.
We got at least that one's part of it's clean, so we have it.
I do like it. It's like Hoss on Hoss.
Sure.
Hoss on Hoss crime.
Yeah.
He really does. He's not impressed with Morgan Moses's Hossness.
He's tall. Like he's, I love that.
He really doesn't think much of it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, he's a big guy. I suppose.
Trying to strike a chord,
and it's
probably a
grab bag.
Jackson Dart, we said, is officially out this weekend. It'll be Jameis Winston against the Lions. So you got that going for you. All right.
Rich Keefe. Don't lose that number. You don't want to call nobody else. Send it off in a
grab bag.
Well, we had a caller. Actually, was it Kenny G that called in? No.
Which call?
The caller that said basically the Bengals, teams that can't lose.
Yeah, that was Kenny G.
That's Kenny G.
Yeah. That's after he was telling me that he was going to come show me how to change a tire. Yeah.
Basically, if you can't lose no more, you're in the playoffs.
Kenny G.
Okay, so that's exactly what I want. Thank you, Nick.
Good job, Nick.
If you can't lose no more, you're in the playoffs. Same can be said about Bill Belichick and the North Carolina Tar Heels.
For sure.
They can't lose no more.
No.
They have two games left to be played. They need to win out to become bowl eligible. This weekend, they're taking on Duke.
Loss.
Great basketball rivalry. Not really a football thing at all. But I think they're 6.5-point dogs at last check. And you're already suggesting
they're going to lose.
A loss.
I know Bill's first words were, again, beat Duke.
That's
not a lie. Those were Bill's first words.
I remember
beat
that.
Duke. Yep. That's how kids talk when they're first born. That's how they speak.
No doubt.
Beat Duke. And I don't think he's going to follow through on that promise.
Billy's first words were, beat Duke.
Sure they were. That's a believable story.
All right, Rich, here we go. Background music, going to give it away. Abra, abra, cadabra. Let Jones and Keefe reach out and grab bag ya. Jones and Keefe heat up, they can't cool down. The grab bag keeps spinning round and round.
All right, Jones, this weekend at the box office is Wicked for Good.
people are very excited about this Wicked for Good movie. It's probably going to make a lot of money. However, the early reviews are it's trash.
Oh, eeks. No.
It's trash. So it, currently on Rotten Tees, 97% by the audience, 69% by the critics. However, there's been a few real scathing reviews. One saying it's just really, 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 really bad. So
that's the review?
That was pretty much the review.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, that's the friendly review of
that.
That
was not Courtney leaving that review, I wouldn't hope.
No. It was not. But anyway, that's sort of the sad reality, I guess, behind that one.
Grab bag.
All right. One question we're going to ask going forward. We used to have the question of the day within the grab bag, right?
Yep.
We're going to do, has Bob Ryan tweeted?
Oh.
That's going to be a new feature.
Right. These guys are stupid.
Has Bob Ryan tweeted? Bob Ryan has a very active Twitter account.
Usually
it's responding to bots and memes and things like that.
Yeah.
But since our last show, has Bob Ryan tweeted? The answer? No.
Oh. No.
Okay. No, he hasn't.
There it is.
We're going to keep our eyes peeled.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful grab bag.
All right, what do you say we find out who the best NBA performer was from last night? Jones, was it De'Aaron Fox, 26 points, 5 boards, 9 assists?
Nah.
James Harden, 31 points, 5 boards, 8 assists.
Lost.
Ryan Rollins, 32 points, 6 boards, 14 assists.
Pretty good game. I think they also lost.
Nikhil Alexander Walker, 38 points, 5 assists. Or was it Tyrese Maxey, 54 points, 5 rebounds, and 9 assists?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, based on the amount of these he's racked up, Keefe, he has to have the inside track on the MVP. He wins once a week.
But he's still in a league with Jokic and SGA.
But based on these metrics.
I
think if you factor that in,
true.
Front runner for the MVP.
Right at the top.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right. We're going with a deep cut.
Oh, great. That's good.
Billy just shook his head. Nick with his hand in his...
The Derek Bell guy is back. It's not Derek Bell. Okay.
I had a couple I was considering, and one I think it would have been immediate. This one will not be.
We used the other ones 4 times.
This guy, I don't think we've used yet.
Well,
doesn't have a nickname, Bill. Sorry.
All right.
This is a guy who played several positions in the majors. Right field, left field, first base. DH in a pinch.
Great.
Corner outfielder, first baseman.
Sure.
14 seasons in the major leagues.
Not
played for Colorado, Montreal, Pittsburgh, San Diego, Milwaukee, the Yankees, the Giants, and the Reds.
Okay.
Just about everybody. Broke into the majors 1991.
Sure.
Last game, 2004. His season high for dingers was 24.
Where?
With the Pirates in 2000. Where he also hit 299. Oh, close.
So close.
261 career hitter, 97 career tater tots. Drove in 400.
That's it?
Yeah. Oh,
so he hit 24 in 1 year and had, God. 13 years. He has like 70 home
guys,
runs.
Guys, he made $8.5 million in his career.
Johnny Estrada somewhere is shaking his fist.
With some sound investments, he's probably doing all right.
That's working for him now.
All right. I'll tell you some more facts about this guy.
Yeah, sure.
Left-handed hitter.
Uh-huh.
Throw it in from the left side.
Good.
So he was consistent in that sense. He also stole 38 bases.
In one season? It's good for 2 a year.
In his career.
Good. Okay.
I'm just going to play the outfield.
I'm cheating and looking. Is anyone going to get this? Like even on Twitch?
I don't think so.
Just missed, Bill. Never made it any all-star team.
Anything in the awards column.
No,
you were about to say it, but I don't think he finished it. How many RBIs did you say he finished his career with?
Oh, 430.
And then only how many home
runs? He had 94 in 1 year. 2000 with Pittsburgh, he really kind of surged. I don't know what that means or what that says about him.
Arcan has a guess. Is this right? John Vanderwall?
He got it!
Wow!
Arcan
Vanderwall.
Arcan! Wow!
Incredible.
That is incredible.
John Vanderwall.
What a day for Arcan. Brag of the week and the random baseball player.
No, it's going really
good. Actually, people on the text line.
A couple of people had it.
A couple of people did have it. That's amazing.
Oh. You're my Vanderwall.
I think we just stop asking.
Today for, is going to be.
I think we stop asking for grab bag submissions. Yeah. Just Vanderwalls.
Vanderwalls.
Yeah.
Send in your best Vanderwalls.
Don't go chasing Vanderwalls. That's a pretty good one. I got big Vanderwalls.
Oh, that's good, too.
Thank you.
Just
thank
another
you.
Brick in the Vanderwall.
Oh, I like that. I like where we are is another Vander in the wall. Yeah, that's pretty good. There's a bunch of these.
These are really good. Yeah, hopefully he calls in one day.
What's he up What's to? He on Cameo?
No, I was just saying.
Oh, Cameo for John Vanderwall?
99 cents. Almost a buck.
He's got to be on here.
Yeah.
I'll just have him do He's the whole thing. He's
got to be. Stitz and Ted.
Stitz and Ted.
That's our guy Cirillo. No, John Vanderwall sadly not on Cameo.
Somebody tell him. He could be making dollars hand over fist on Cameo.
John Vanderwall.
All right, good one.
A good player though.
Real
useful
no.
player.
No,
it's a long time in the majors.
Honestly.
14 years in the majors.
You read us his bio. That was impressive. That was.
Okay. He had a good 2000 though. I think I had him in fantasy that year.
He must have.
He's nice.
Arcan must have. Okay.
He hit 6 home runs in 99 and then 24 in 2000.
That sounds
okay.
Sounds on the up and up.
Sure.
Okay, that's random ball player every day in the grab bag. Most days.
Yeah.
In the grab bag here.
Thursday we do
Keith.
Football
yeah,
here.
Not Thursdays.
No, we do
Much
football.
Much to the chagrin of everybody but Keith. Okay, stay tuned. We got WEEI afternoons. You got her. Yeah, I got it.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You got to.
All right, back here at Jones and Keith, WEEI. It's time now for our clip du jour. Jones, are you ready for that?
Sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today, much like was it yesterday, strong calls. Strong calls coming in, variety of topics.
Well, there were calls.
One's trying to make a man out of you.
Yeah, that's true. That was a strong one.
Let's find out what's going on.
Oh, Jones and Keith, yes. Basically, I was just calling in. You guys were talking about the chickens yesterday. When I bought my house last year, we had chickens. The house came with chickens. And my fiance.
I'm sorry.
The first time you told her.
We'll let you finish. But
so when you bought the house, they're like, yeah, it's got a washer dryer, it's got a garage and chickens?
Yep, we refer to them as our hens. And she's like, wait, what? Isn't there only four hens? I'm like, what are you talking about? We have five chickens. We have five hens. She's like, wait, where do the eggs come from? Don't we have a rooster? And I was floored when she told me that. And then lo and behold, yesterday, I'm listening to YouTube brain boxes and you guys think the same thing. I couldn't believe it.
Well, I don't have chickens at my home, Frank. We're not all Frank and Nick back there. We don't all have chickens.
Yeah, my house did not come with chickens.
Yeah, me neither.
Mark in Rockport, okay. Hello.
Well, so yeah, I know John on Rhode Island. He mentioned yesterday that he's got a fancy brunette coming over, you know, for Thanksgiving. In fact, if you like, I can tell you what she's bringing to his house on Thanksgiving.
You mean food?
We're on the radio.
You mean
here, Mark.
You mean for a meal of food is what you mean, like leftovers.
What is she bringing?
What's she bringing?
I'll bite.
Crabs.
Oh, Jesus, Mark. Kenny G, hello?
Is this a dark night?
Yes, it is. Yes. Hello, Kenny.
Man, my God, what's up? Hey, what's up? Hey, listen. When I come up to Boston, right, I'm coming back to Boston, we're going to do this tire change exercise in that parking lot. Okay?
All right, yeah, let's
going to get it down.
Kenny, you're going to show me how to change a tire?
I love it.
Is this a euphemism for something, or you're actually going to show me how to change a tire?
I think it's legit.
All right, good.
I got to do that for y'all.
So hopefully Kenny G shows up to Boston and comes to the parking lot here, you and him can change some tires.
Good social content.
That'd be great.
I do like how he said for exercise. I didn't catch that the first time.
No, for exercise.
Yeah, because you need it.
You can't lose no more. You're in the playoffs.
Like Kenny G.
Also, I love that saying.
Yeah.
I think we add that to the show's mottos, the long list of show mottos that we have.
Yeah, and maybe even a fifth column in the Jones and Keefe standings.
Well,
can't lose no more. Check.
Somebody did reach out and said, can you guys please do the Jones and Keefe standings for the NFC? They're like, I'm curious, but I don't want to do the work.
What do you think? I have hours just laying around to go do the math on that? No, thank you.
Yes.
Wow. That's true. I do. If we're being honest, I do. Crossover brought to you by the 99 Restaurant at the Nines. $14.99 big deal meals. Start the week off right every Monday through Wednesday. You can try the roast turkey dinner smothered with rich gravy. You gotta love the Nines. What's up, Hart?
What's up, guys? What a week for Hart. Is Cam Newton going to come on the show? Have you guys reached out to Cam?
The invitation was put out.
Okay, good.
It was declined from ESPN PR.
Courteously,
of course.
But we're going
to continue to sort of push maybe for different options.
It was actually extended, though.
Oh, yeah. We reached out.
And, how about that?
He didn't want to poke the bear. I would have loved to have done that. I don't know how it would have gone.
Yeah, I mean, some would say he's kind of...
But I just would have loved
kind of wasn't out. It's kind of what he's.
I would have loved if one person on set, I forget who like the host was there, if they were going on and on about taking that out of context, and if he was just like, you weren't taking out of context, and then played it one more time for him, then like his entire like thing falls apart.
The top of his hat would blow off.
He just walks off.
Or the next step could be, do you know what taken out of context means, Cam?
I don't think so.
This does not fall under that umbrella, Cam.
No, it's wild. He then continued to scream fool's gold after that.
Right.
After he said he was taken out of context.
Doubled and tripled down.
Which is also fine. Like, if that's what you think, that's what you think.
And then Stephen A. called Drake May a liar.
Yeah, that was intense.
And Portnoy took it a little too far and said he also called his entire family liars, his wife a liar. And I was like, I didn't really hear that.
I missed that.
That might have been deleted scenes. I didn't watch the whole show.
Yeah, that was the extended cut, okay. Even though it felt like the original was also the extended cut.
Yeah.
But yeah, we got a loaded show today. We got Jeremy Springer, 215.
Nice.
Fastest coach on the Patriots staff, according to, Jeremy Springer.
Brag.
You want to push back? You got another option?
I don't think so.
I mean, I got to think Vrabel moves pretty well.
Yeah, Springer's probably faster, though.
He's definitely wirier and has more energy. So that could give him an anyway.
They got to have a couple like really young, like those like coach, like assistants who are like 23 years old.
Like they were literally playing like 2 years ago.
Yes,
kind of
those guys. Yeah.
I might look through the media guide before we talk to him to check that truthfully.
Ashton Grant might be fast.
Sure. I don't know what that means, but...
It means he's young. He's fast. Him and Ben McAdoo.
330, Mike Giardi. 245, Trags.
I saw this! Trags!
Trags, hell yeah.
Trags on the show. I like that.
Yeah, he's going to give us the latest on... I'm with you guys. I don't think Joe Burrow's going to play. I think he's practicing because they're not going to practice next week, and he's going to play against the Ravens.
Thank you, Hart.
Okay. And he can't play without practicing,
Smartest thing you've said all week.
Thank you.
I don't think so. Did you listen yesterday to my two-hour rant about ESPN and them? Why was that so ready? That was playing before
that was,
I finished.
That really was. It was just anticipating what you were going to say.
That's good.
Is what that was. So Trags, Jeremy Springer,
Giardi,
all here on a Patriots Friday with WEEI Afternoons. Everybody enjoy the weekend. Pats and Bengals on Sunday. We are back with the Patriots Monday. Plus, what happened Monday at 10 on WEEI?
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.